Hello footies and welcome back to Foot in Review. Over the coming weeks we'll be testing out our new formats for the show, or at least some different setups. Tonight we'll test our 20-minute format. Let us know in the comments, on our socials and all other ways you can reach us, what you thought about it and if you have any other suggestions you might have for the show. We are a show, after all, for the community and we built this show with the community, so let us know what you think. And now it is time to start the real show. Hello footies and welcome back to the one and only daily FIFA podcast. We are Foot in Review. We bring you updates about the latest content, we talk players and review them, and of course, as a part of footcoaching.com, we'll give you gameplay advice like tactics and instructions. And today we'll be introducing our 20-minute show, which we have exactly 20 minutes in to talk all things FIFA. And that timer starts now. So today is Monday, January 18th, and we are recording Season 3, Episode 74. And today we start with a slow content week. We talk about a downgrade on a certain Argentina player. Of course, a little bit about our weekend leagues, the daily content, and maybe even Roy Keane, if time allows it. My name is John, also known as Foot Coaching, and joining me tonight is the King of the North. It's the legend himself. It's Yngve.
Good evening.
Hello, my friend. How are you doing?
I'm okay. And how are you?
Yeah, I'm not too bad. No, but not too bad. I think I've listened to, I don't even know, 25 hours of podcast over the weekend and talk with players, people, make podcasts and producers to just get some inspiration, trying something new. So I'm actually looking forward to bringing in some new some new feelings into this podcast now.
Awesome.
So you know what also is new?
Nope.
Well, actually, what is new is that we'll now have some little bit of background music as well as we start the show. So not too loud, not too soft, just something to go in the background while we start talking. So Yngve.
Yes.
How was your weekend link, my friend?
It was okay. Painful, kind of, but not
because painful. Of FIFA. Yeah, might as well.
Yeah, but not because of FIFA, because of my back. So I went 11-1 and stopped. So I'm happy with that. The loss was a 1-0 loss where Player of the Month Son did a Berba spin and I couldn't jockey the right way to block the shot. So that was fair enough. I should have won the match, but that's. I recovered quickly, so that's okay. So I just have to be a little bit more patient when defending, and I'll stop those as well.
Yeah, that's still pretty decent result. Unfortunately, about your back, though. I mean,
yeah, I'm happy with 11-1. I'm not happy about the back, but the 11-1 was good. I'm happy with that.
Right. So you know, everyone last week kept boosting my skills and stuff in weekend league.
Yeah.
I kind of, how do you call it in? I don't even know how you call it in English, but I kind of went through the ice trying to skate.
Oops.
I might have had my worst weekend leak. I don't know, since my memory actually allows it. I started off, I don't know, 3 rage quits. I was like, okay, this is decent, new tactics, you know, a new team, Roy Keane, of course, in it. Then I lost the game, which I don't know how that happened. I rewatched that game 2 times now, but that was just really unlucky. Couldn't actually find myself making mistakes, but just couldn't finish. Mm-hmm. And yeah, he scored from a corner kick, which actually my goalkeeper dove underneath it. Like, you know, those corners where you know you're putting your goalkeeper out, he goes out, and then okay. So that was unlucky. I was like, okay, I know this happens. No worries about it. We'll still, we should be able to push. I had to stop at 16-6 because I couldn't, I gave up. Not, I gave up maybe is a bit of an overstatement, but it felt so bad doing it, trying to 4-4-2 against, I faced 2 pros in my last 2 games as well. Like, yeah, why do I face pros on Sunday night at goal 3 level at the moment? And yeah, I'll show you some of the teams which I think.
Yeah, I've seen them. They are overwhelming.
I don't know. And then I thought about, okay, should I do this or should I just round up some work? Like, yeah, maybe what you know, 16 wins, second pick. I'm actually fine. I'm not even going to bother doing more. So I didn't tilt, but I'm pretty sure that if I continued, I might have gone tilted, but six losses from that 22 matches, that's for me not a very good result. It's actually a very bad result, if I'm quite honest. So I was a bit disappointed by it. I did save all the matches, and I will be looking back to it this week when I feel like it. But I'm looking forward to the step overs being, let's put it like that.
Yeah, hopefully a new patch tomorrow or Wednesday, I guess, for the consoles.
Yeah, Wednesday sounds reasonable. Usually it's on a Wednesday, so I think Wednesday should be where they're aiming at. I think is so, if you play like good players, right, you are, it's just step over, step over, step over, run back, step over, run back, step over, run back, step over, step over, run back, and then after, if you don't have much time to play and you're playing two of those guys in a row, it has been very boring. And then you lose 1-0. I sometimes have a feeling, it might be something I'm thinking about now, but you know, I get, I think skill rating counts for matchmaking as well. I have to, not the skill rating, but the, how do you call it? The other skill rating from Weekend League. I don't even know how you call it, but.
Yeah, ELO?
No, the ELO is always the same, but I think if you win 5-0, you get more skill points. Which can push you into a top 100, for example. You know the scores when you see the 13-0s? There's scores behind that point for something.
Yeah, skill rating, yeah.
Yeah, it's also called skill rating, of course, yeah. I think I have the feeling that some players are just going 1-0, 1-0, keep it at that, 1-0, keep it at that. It might actually influence matchmaking. But it's definitely something I was thinking about. Maybe I went so good in the first 10 matches with very big results that I'm not quite sure if that time this weekend, but something I will be trying next weekend is just see if I can score 1-0, see if I can keep those matches on one goal difference and be safe. I just want to see what kind of teams I face now, because we compared teams which we faced, and it's been insane. I'm not saying I would do much better when facing your opponents, because some of this fault is definitely with me. But yeah, the I showed you one team with Cantona, Hullet. Everyone you can think of was there, actually. Like Prime, Maradona, and Pele as well. Like, yeah, okay, this might be very... I actually exited guy. Can I mind asking how much you approximately spent? And he said he spent around 8,000 euros. So.
Holy moly.
At least he was honest about it. And I mean, if you can do it, I mean, fine, right? He actually was also a good player, but it sucks if you lose those games 2-1. That's like, I was so close. Anyways, it was my weekly league. Have to learn, have to go from that, and we'll be back. But it was a bit disappointed, quite honestly. But maybe this time, disappointed results gives better rewards for the chain. Who knows?
Who knows? We'll see.
We'll see Thursday. Mingvi, we had a player yesterday, which I didn't actually pay much attention to, but you had something to tell about him.
Yeah, the flashback Gonzalo Higuain. Gonzalo Higuain celebrating his prolific 2009-2010 La Liga Santander season, which he scored quite a lot of goals in all competitions. And then the card looks really cool, and then suddenly, why did he get a -5 composure when he actually had a crazy good season compared to what... he has with his non-inform card now. So he went from 85 composure to 80 on the flashback card. So that's a little bit strange, I think. I would understand if it was like kind of crazy, just maybe lots of pace and then one good thing. But the whole card was like really well boosted and just composure that got downgraded. When he scored as many goals as he did, I would think that the composure should at least be the same, if not higher, in my opinion. When he had such a prolific season that he had, he scored 27 goals in 32 matches, and he also had 7 assists in La Liga. Scored 2 goals in 7 matches in Champions League and had 1 assist as well. So he had a really good season for Real Madrid. So I don't see why his composure should be downgraded. So I don't know if it's a mistake or it's intentional. If it's a mistake, I hope that it will be fixed and he will at least get 85 composure, as same as his non-inform, or hopefully higher. But we'll see. The card is really cheap though, so it's around 70-75k to do. So that's a good card, both for Argentina teams or MLS teams. So I did the SPC, so I haven't had time to test him yet, but
I didn't, but it's also good. Like, it's so trying so hard to get MLS worth using, and I'm good.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens.
But it's a pretty good card. I gotta admit that. I think I like the card. You said the composer, didn't notice myself. It's good. It's 80 is not bad, but I mean, I do get what you're saying, and this card with like a finisher is gonna be, is awesome. But yeah, the composure might get a bit higher, preferably.
Yeah, because on 20 we could boost the composure with a Chemstar. We can't do that this year.
Exactly.
So that's a little bit.
So don't nerf it on special cards.
No, at least put it at minimum the same as the standard non-inform card has.
What's with the Rooney card having to be on? Was that a rumored player which people hyped up and everyone expected that? Or, I know, yeah, leaks, retired, we don't... that's maybe it.
Yeah, he retired, so he's just a manager now, I think, for Derby County. So they kind of think that we'll get a flashback or end of an era card. He had a flashback. He probably had a flashback two seasons
ago. He had one last year as well, I think.
Yeah, so I'm pretty sure that there will be something. Either it's going to be an SPC or it's going to be some objectives thing. Yeah, he's popular. He had a flashback on FIFA 20. He had a flashback on FIFA 19 as well. So, and he had some on 18. He had Footies card and some kind of foot birthday card as well. So he's he's been really popular down the years. So I'm pretty sure we'll see something.
Yeah, I saw people messaging me saying, how could they not get that card out? Are they cheating on us or are they screwing with us around? I was like, hey, did I miss an announcement for that card? But it's never been announced, right? It's just a...
Nope. He just announced that think it was yesterday that he was retired, or the day before that he has retired. And then I think we need to let the have a few more days to
make something
up. Could be team of the year flashback thing. We never know.
Yeah, you'll probably get it Thursday. Hope don't spend the last of your fodder before Team of the Year hits.
Yeah, we'll see.
Well, we got some content today, though.
Yes, we did. We did get a FGS Challenge SPC. Celebrate the upcoming FGS event with this challenge. So you'll get a really, really cool pack. Small rare gold players pack, untradable. So
yeah, really cool.
SPC costs for 5k to do, so it's not expensive. Maximum 4 clubs, minimum 6 nations, minimum 3 players from the same league, minimum 4 gold players, minimum 3 rare players, and minimum 85 team chemistry. So I'm skipping that one, I think. So it's an SPC, but it's... nothing. If it was tradable, I would consider it, but not untradable. No. The FGS, the FIFA 21 Global Series event, which is the proper name, is starting, I think, Friday or Saturday. And I think that's when you can get the actual fifth token for watching. If you watch an hour one of those days, you should get the token, and that will be the fifth token, and you can unlock... a nice pack if you have saved the other ones.
Yeah, I went into contact before the second. I forgot to say that, but it's they said, well, we can't really see that you watched it. I didn't watch, but didn't get it. Like, yeah, sorry, we can't really see. So it actually ended for me, and now I'm not motivated to get any more.
Yeah, but there are lots of events still. So if you I think you can get more than five. So.
If you wanted to get one, it was the. If you wanted to get one, you actually wanted to get, of course, the. Jumbo during Rare. Team of the Year, so yeah.
Yeah, that's the Jumbo Rare Players Pack. looking forward to hopefully unlocking during the team of the year. So I just need one more token there. So we'll see what happens. So people need to look out for the tweets from EA and the EA Global thing that tweets these announcements, what when you can get and everything. So just keep a look out on social media for that. And we got some objectives called Mega Matchup. Compete in rivals and squad battles to earn untradeable rewards. If you do all the four options here, you will get a rare mega pack untradeable, of course, and 300 XP for completing and 300 XP for each section. First one is called Ready for Rivals. You need to play 5 rivals matches and you get 300 XP and 2 rare gold players pack. And then scoring 7. Score 7 goals using midfielders in squad battles on minimum professional difficulty or in rivals. And then you get 300 XP and 75 plus rated rare player pack. And we have passing play. Assist 12 goals in squad battle matches on minimum professional difficulty or in rivals. And you'll get a 75 plus rated rare player and 300 XP. And last is called Way to Win. Win 7 squad battle matches on minimum professional difficulty or in rivals to get a 2 rare gold players pack and 300 XP.
So that's fine, I guess.
Yeah, that's fine. You're probably gonna play those, at least one of them, those modes during the week anyway. So should be fine to get an extra pack for Team of the Year, I think.
Yeah, never hurts. Probably won't help either, but hey, you never know.
That's true. So that's, well, yeah.
I want to do a quick 1 minute review about Roy Keane, though.
Yeah, sure.
He's great.
Okay, that's good.
No, he is. Yes, people say he was slow. I was using Wijnaldum. He's like 0.2 slower than Wijnaldum or something. So it doesn't quite matter. But he's so strong and so aggressive. Doesn't run out of stamina either. I quite love him already. Only played 28 matches with him in total or something like that. But yeah, I mean, the start has been awesome. So I hope keep it going. But I think it was very underrated. Of course, he's at Team of the Year. I wouldn't say I'm going to keep him in my squad all year. But, actually, so far, so good. And he's been a stable in this weekend for me. Although the weekend itself wasn't that great.
Yeah, nice.
But I think it has more to do with the fact that I still have non-informed Son and So as my main player.
But he still does damage, so...
That's true. No, you know who else does damage?
No.
Mr. Crespo, the 85 Crespo?
Yeah.
60 games done now, 100 and goals and 32 assists.
Yeah, I told you he was good.
That's only weekend league matches. We took maybe a couple of rivals.
Yeah. You were not that happy when you got him, but I said that he might be good for you, so...
Yeah, you were correct there. Very underrated player. He can pick him up for 200k or something now. So,
yeah, he's super cheap. So, I don't know why, but it's probably because
he's not fast enough.
Yeah. Well, maybe the work rates as well, but I still think it's a very underrated card each year. So, yeah. Well, I like the 87 card when I used it. So,
yeah.
So, yeah, you just need to find players that works for you. Don't listen to like everybody saying it's not meta enough, it's not blah blah blah. Just try the player and see if it works.
Exactly. Yngwie.
Yeah.
I think that's all for today though.
Yep.
You got 90 seconds left to tell people where they can find you.
They can find me on Twitter at Evgenoni. They can find me on EA forums at LittleLan95 and on Discord at LittleLan95.
Awesome. Tomorrow, Daniel will join us again. So Wimby, who we introduced Friday, will be on the show tomorrow again. Looking forward to that. We might be recording a bit later on Wednesday because we have that webinar which we talked about. We tell everyone in the world my training secrets for coaching. And Thursday is probably going to be Andrew joining the show again and doing a show with Daniel. So it's going to be Andrew and Daniel. At least hear some proper English during that show. You can find the show, of course, on anchor.fm/footinreview. If you want to drop us a message about our feedback, let us know. You can find the show on Twitter at footinreview, of course, on all socials, footinreview. And you can find me at footcoaching. And if you want to book coaching, there's some space left for the coming weeks. So check out footcoaching.com for all things coaching. And, well, Ingvi, thanks for tonight. I am definitely going to play my last two matches for this week after this show. But for now, you know what? I'm going to drop it.
Drop it.
Drop it. You.
Interview.